I would like to take this opportunity to welcome the establishment of the Atlantic Technological University, which comprises Letterkenny IT, of which the Killybegs campus, my own hometown, is part of that, Sligo IT and GMIT as well. I especially welcome the opportunities that this brings to Donegal campuses. I attended the launch of ATU in my hometown of Killybegs recently, and I'm very excited about the potential that this campus has. The Catering College has been a huge success feature of Killybegs for over 50 years now. I think fishing is what Killybegs is known for, but also the Catering College as well has been a huge part of the town's development. And has been known to produce the best people for the tourism, hotel and restaurant industry. It has generated a lot of income for the town and attracts people nationally and internationally. Many of the students who come to Killybegs actually end up staying, working and starting families there, so you can understand the importance of the campus to the town and its development. The opening of the college in 1969 created many opportunities, and I am optimistic that the establishment of the ATU will continue to create such opportunities for the area, and I think that it should be an integral part of the ATU and its development into the future as well. If ATU recognises the potential of the Killybegs campus and ensures that it is given the funding and focus necessary to make it a world-class tourism facility. And I would hope also that the ATU recognises Killybegs' capacity for development and growth. I believe that Killybegs has real potential to expand outward, and I would like to see this embraced and a commitment to this going forward as well. The Killybegs campus is an important resource, and we should take advantage of this time of growth and change to reimagine our college's future. One of the great things about the campus is that it offers part-time courses as well as upskilling courses. However, these types of courses, as far as I know, that may be changing, but are not eligible for funding, and I strongly believe that this is something that should be looked at further. I've also been calling for reform of the SUSE grant, and I'm happy that Minister Harris sees the need for this reform as well. I support your intention to make it easier for students to access SUSE grants and to extend the eligibility and allow part-time students to access support as well. However, I believe this also needs to include upskilling courses. People should be given every opportunity to upskill and further their education as well. This would not only benefit the individual, their employer or their industry, but it would also benefit the whole of society. It would especially benefit towns like my own in Killybegs, which has great upskilling courses available, but doesn't have the demand due to the lack of funding. It would be a shame for such courses to discontinue due to us failing to see the value of them. I would also like to support Minister Harris' reduction to the distance for the higher non-adjacent student grant from 45 kilometres to 30 kilometres. Things like this make such a difference, both for students from Killybegs and for students in Killybegs as well. Students would be less likely to travel between Letterkenny and Killybegs if they weren't eligible for the higher non-adjacent grant, especially due to the rising cost of petrol. And it is that you do have to live there to get the benefits as well. This change is a massive benefit to the Atlantic Technology University, and I would hope that the Minister continues to ensure all supports necessary are in place for the establishment of the ATU. I would also hope that the ATU will ensure that campuses such as Killybegs are being prioritised and ensure that their potential is realised and developed, because that's vitally important. And I think the actual creation of the university is a positive thing and works very well and has potential to work fantastically for the whole West Coast working together and as well. And together in that, I think, is the number of the different campuses. And if you look at the map where you have Galway, Castlebar, Sligo, Killybegs, Letterkenny, it actually works well and spread out through them, and also the one in Connemara and that too. So the potential is there. It obviously is going to be difficult to develop for a university to develop, and well, cost a bit more because it's on various campuses and stuff like that there. But that should be seen as an asset rather than anything as being a problem. And the danger is, as funding becomes tighter, that it is actually seen as a problem and it withdraws funding. And I just hope that won't happen in this case as well, because I think that's vitally important. Thanks.
Thank you, Deputy Pringle. Minister, to respond, if you would, please.
Deputy Pringle, in relation to Killybegs, just to share your view, I think the strength of the technological universities is actually its multi-campus approach, and people should see that as a strength. You know, sometimes certain larger towns, and this is not a particular issue in the Northwest, but kind of talk about it all being about their town, it's actually about a region. and it's about the Northwest region and working as a region. And the Killybegs campus has a very important role to play in that. It actually came up in a conversation I had with the president of Atlantic Technological University in Sligo last week. I think she'd been up there very recently, Professor Orla Flynn. It's my intention to visit that campus, either during the summer, if that's appropriate for them, or just at the start of the new academic year. And I'll certainly let you know when I'm going to Killybegs. But I share your view that it requires potential, it has potential. I share your view that that will require investment. And we will work with you and other Donegal representatives on that. The Killybegs campus has an important role to play in the Atlantic Technological University.